Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
Public procurement is where governments advertise to companies to encourage them to apply or tender for state-backed contracts. It could be to provide a service or to build a road or a hospital. The sums involved can reach into the billions, and because taxpayer value is at the heart of the process, the government wants as many companies to bid for contracts as possible. That's why it's organising a big procurement conference in 2 months. And Emer Higgins is the junior minister with special responsibility for public procurement and is the driving force behind this expo. Good morning, Minister.
Good morning, Joe. Thank you so much for having me on.
And now, Emer, explain how government procurement works.
Yeah, so I suppose this is exactly what this event is all about. It's going to explain that in detail, face-to-face with people. So on the 11th of November in Aviva Stadium, the OGP, which is the Office of Government Procurement, is going to host for the very first time a government supply expo. It's a free event, and it's a really big opportunity for Irish companies to get their foot on the ladder when it comes to doing business with the government. I mean, you said it yourself, the state is a huge buyer. In fact, it's the biggest buyer in Ireland. Billions of euro worth of contracts are tendered for every year. And I mean, even just thinking about different departments, everybody needs to buy basics like tables, chairs, laptops. But on top of that, you've big infrastructure projects, you have public housing projects, you have bespoke projects that require services like training or IT solutions. And every contract, I suppose, is an opportunity. It's an opportunity to companies, an opportunity to SMEs, micro-enterprises, social enterprises, entrepreneurs, whether they want to bid directly or team up to be part of a consortium that is part of a larger bid. And even in the last 7 days alone, there's been 429 of these opportunities, and they're all published on e-tenders. In the last week, we've seen tenders for everything from hot school meals in different locations to building surveying, water quality management, skills training, and we've a council who have advertised looking to buy e-bikes. And I suppose it's huge variety. It's all there. It's all publicly accessible. But it can be hard to navigate. And the reality is that once you have a government contract, it can be easier to get another because you know the tendering system. You've proven yourself a reliable supplier that delivers on time and on budget. And all of that stands to you in future tenders. But this expo is then about widening the net. It's about encouraging more companies to tender. And what it'll give attendees on the 11th of November in Aviva Stadium is information, it's training, tendering tips, all the things they might need to successfully tender for their first government contract.
Now, is the idea to get better quality bidders for government contracts or to drive down the costs by attracting more international bidders? Because obviously the tendering process is EU-wide, it's not just in Ireland.
Correct, absolutely. No, it's not necessarily either of those. I suppose maybe just to mention that recently, myself and my team in the OGP, the Office of Government Procurement, hosted a national roadshow. We went around the country talking about public procurement to the people that matter to it, to its stakeholders. We had public procurement officers in some of our big spenders, like local authorities, the HSE, ETB, and most importantly, businesses from around the country. And the biggest piece of recurring feedback I got from businesses was that they need more support in navigating through their first tender, that it seemed complex, that it was difficult to get the time to do it because they felt it was too much of an overwhelming process.
It's also quite long. I mean, so the application process can be about 50 to 100 pages long.
Yeah, you're right. And I suppose the reason for that is because we're dealing here with public money. So we need to make sure that we're advertising it right, that we're asking all of the right questions, that everything is thorough and everything is transparent. So we're really trying to get that balance right of making sure that everything's done absolutely perfectly from a tendering perspective, but that it's done in a way that gives busy business owners, the SME owner or the entrepreneur, the opportunity to avail of it in a way that's as easily navigated as possible. And I guess that's what this expo is about.
No.
It's about being able to break it down, explain it, give tips, explain the training that's out there. Many local authorities actually run really incredible training offers. I know my own one in South Dublin, Leo, offers a really good training on how to successfully bid, how to win a tender. And things like that are so worthwhile because they're good investments of time for business.
Now, how do you prevent, Minister, another procurement disaster like the National Children's Hospital, which is savagely delayed and has cost taxpayers 3 or 4 times the original estimate?
It's the other side of the coin. We need to make sure that the people who are writing the tenders have all of the information available to them and are writing them in a way that they don't need to go back and continually change or update a tender, because every time you do that, it incurs costs. Mm. So it's about making sure, and I suppose that's why some of these tenders are so lengthy. It's because we want to make sure that we're giving the full brief. Because if you go out and tender for a brief and change the brief afterwards, it can become more complex. And that will, of course, create delays. So it's about making sure that we have the tender right and that we choose the right successful bidder, somebody that's able to deliver on time and on budget.
Without coming back looking for more money in future. Finally, while I have you, will you be voting for Jim Gavin in next month's presidential election? He endorsed you in a previous general election.
I will be voting for Heather Humphreys. I suppose just to say, I mean, 6 years ago, a photo of Jim and I was taken, and it's resurfaced now because he's a presidential candidate. And I don't think either of us knew back then that he'd be a Fianna Fáil presidential candidate. But that's life. You never know what's around the corner. I have a huge amount of personal respect for him, of course. But it's Heather Humphreys I'll be voting for next month. And I was very happy to be at the National Ploughing Championships with her yesterday.
Thanks, Minister. That is Emer Higgins, the Minister of State at the Department of Public Expenditure, with special responsibility for public procurement, digitalisation and e-government, and one of the longest job titles in government as well.